Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Dina Maloney, who's the retired superintendent president of El Camino College. Dina, for nearly 16 years now, can you believe it's been 16 years at New Leaf Training and Development, we've really focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? So over to you, Dina, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thank you so much, Paul. And thank you for including me in this series. I'm honored to be part of it. You are correct. I am a retired superintendent president of El Camino College. And actually, I spent about 25 years in higher education, and the last 9 of which was as a president in a community college. I spent about 4 years in the Central Valley as president of Taft College. And then I concluded my career with about 6 years as president of El Camino. Two very different organizations, but leadership truly matters, no matter the size or complexity of the organization you're leading. Taft College was a smaller institution. El Camino College was larger, but both had the same mission, which is to serve the students who are seeking to be educated, to gain workforce skills, or to transfer to a 4-year institution. El Camino College had about 30,000 students at the time I left, and I was responsible for managing and leading a staff of about 1,200 employees, which included about 900 faculty and about 300 classified staff and others. A massive budget with construction and everything else was about $750 million in a budget. So lots of responsibility, but the key thing I think that leads to effective leadership, whether it's an institution like El Camino or any other institution, is that you stay focused on mission. You have to have a laser focus on the mission of the organization. But not only that, you have to help people understand how they connect with that mission, mm-hmm. how their role helps your organization achieve its goals and helps its constituents and make it a place that is really producing the kinds of outcomes you're hoping for, as well as being a great place to live and work. That's really key. We spend more time at our jobs than we do at home. And so for me, I think there's several things that are required. And the first being, stay focused on mission and help your employees understand their connection. The second thing I think that is really key in effective leadership is helping people feel empowered to lead from where they are. And that was a term I introduced at El Camino College because I felt that people had all these talents and skills that they were bringing to the school. And I would be remiss in my duties if I didn't tap into that. And so I really wanted to focus on helping people feel empowered. And I started a leadership program that was really centered on this principle of leading from where you are. Mm-hmm. And we ran multiple groups through this leadership program, and people felt, they embraced it. They felt excited about the program because they felt they could make a positive difference wherever they were in the organization. They could do something to make things better for everybody. And so my last point is invest in training. You need to do that as a leader. You need to show that training and developing the organization is critical for it to become its most excellent version of itself. Focus on mission, empower your employees, and invest in training. Those are the three key things I think are most important if an organization wants to excel.
Dean, I really appreciate that. Such a pragmatic and clear approach then. I love that phrase, lead from where you are. And if you haven't trademarked that, I'm gonna steal that. And then I also was reflecting on what you said there very intentionally when you spoke about investing in training and development. Obviously, we have a vested interest there as a training and development company. I've just noticed over the years, there's a different mindset and skill set of leaders that talk about spending money on training and development and those that talk about investing money in training and development. And I've noticed that then comes through in the quality and the results of the assignment that they have us work with them.
Well, if I can just tack on to that, investment means you expect a return, and the return you're going to get is going to be a more effective organization. And so I always think about training as an investment, not just spending dollars.
Love that. Well, on behalf of everyone who watches these, Dina, thank you so much for your insights to help people and organizations be their best. I especially love the parts of the world that you're now enjoying your retirement in. And then just a message for our listeners and viewers before you sign off, just as a reminder to always keep an eye on the events page of our website for the free professional development webinars that we offer on a regular basis. Dina, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Of course. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure being part of your program.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode. And we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.